Residents in Towson want Baltimore County to force developers to pay more for the upkeep of parks and fields. WIPR's John Lee reports that the residents say they do not have enough green space to handle a growing population.
Cars and trucks rumble through the Towson traffic circle, and from there, Mike Ertel can point out the developments that are coming to downtown Towson. In one direction, an apartment building with around 100 units. In another, a building with about 400 units. And then there's the big one.
A couple blocks away, beyond the LA Fitness here, they're going to build Towson Row, which will have, I believe, about 600 units.
Ertel is president of the Greater Towson Council, which is made up of more than 30 neighborhood associations.
We're adding all these people, yet we don't have anywhere for them to escape to. And we're putting them up in these concrete towers with, you know, no real places to go.
So Ertel and others want developers in Towson to pay an open space fee if their project doesn't provide adequate green space. That money will be put towards things like athletic fields, parks, and trails. But here's the rub. 15 years ago, the county all but waived open space fees in Towson to try to entice developers to build there. Now the developers are coming, and the green space is going, and the remaining fields are getting a lot of use.
All right, Quinn, you ready, buddy?
On a recent Saturday, 7-year-old boys were playing lacrosse on the field at Dumbarton Middle School. They're in a program run by the Towson Recreation Council. Janine Schofield is the rec council president. Her son Alec is one of the players on the field, a field Schofield says is worn out from overuse.
It needs a season off. It needs to be regraded, resodded, aerated. It's a dust bowl.
The Towson Rec Council says the county is losing millions of dollars in open space fees that developers aren't paying because of the waiver. That's money that could be used to renovate existing fields, purchase new property, and help with costs when the council has to rent fields for games. County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, however, wants the open space fee waiver to stay as is. The County Planning Board recently took a look at it and decided to punt the issue to the County Council with no recommendation.
I think there's a general consensus that sticking with the status quo just is not acceptable.
David Marks represents Towson on the County Council. Marks says developers need to pony up more for open space, but Marks says you have to find the sweet spot.
You can't raise the fees so high that they kill smaller projects in particular. If you don't get a project, you don't get an open space fee. And that's something that it's kind of finding that right amount that we're going to be looking at.
Cave Valley Partners, the developer of the $350 million Towson Row project, says it will voluntarily give $200,000 to the county to help pay for open space projects. It's part of a $4 million open space program unveiled last month by Kamenetz. But Kevin Schwab with the Towson Rec Council is unimpressed.
Caves Valley, a multi-billion dollar development corporation, is kicking in less than, you know, your local community soccer program.
Schwab says if there was no waiver, Caves Valley would have to pay about a $3.4 million open space fee. Caves Valley turned down a request for an interview, as did Kamenetz and County Planning Director Andrea Van Arsdale. The open space waiver issue goes to a public hearing before the County Council June 1st. Opponents of the waiver are promising to pack the house. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.